RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Catch us worldwide on the free Odyssey app or on your favorite podcast platform. A lot of pressure on today's show, Megan, because we are on the podcast platforms out in podcast world.
Okay.
And when you go there, you see the most recent show.
Yeah.
And this show is going to be the most recent show for 3.5 weeks.
Oh, wow. Not long. Oh, my gosh.
I'm leaving after this.
That's true.
I'm not coming back.
It's gonna be a big break.
I'm not coming back till training camp.
Okay.
I'm taking July off.
Are you doing anything fun?
Yeah. But yes and no.
Yes and no.
Yeah, you went to Japan.
I did.
We'll talk about that.
Yep.
Bill Drake just came in.
Mm-hmm.
Country music guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got a specific title. He lived in Iran.
Yes.
What a casual thing to say.
That was such an insane thing to drop.
It was a casual aside. It's a little bit like you and I are talking, and you're like, I went to a restaurant the other day, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I went to that restaurant once.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking, and you're like, we were in Japan, we mm-hmm. learned about the Iran bombing, and he was like, well, I lived in Iran for 1.5 years.
It's like, bro, what? Bro, what?
This is just a little too casual.
Just way too casual.
I'd probably lead with that in conversations.
I think I would too, especially with everything going on.
Everything's going on. And here's what we're going to talk about in today's show, what we're going to be talking about when we get back together in a month. So we'll do that. We'll talk about what's happening right now in sports, what's going to happen in the next month, what's going to happen when we all get together. We'll do some specific stuff. We'll touch on the NBA draft. We'll touch on the Squirrels. They lost again yesterday. They didn't score.
I was there.
We'll be talking about that in a month because it doesn't feel like they're turning that ship around. Still fun. Still fun to go out to the Diamond. Yeah. Still go out there. Have a good time. We'll be talking about our experiences this week at two different sporting venues in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
As everybody knows, I'm the number one Club World Cup soccer fan at this station, so I had to go up there to catch some Club World Cup action yesterday. So we'll dive into all that. I want to start with the Washington Commanders, though. And the topic is, what are we going to be talking about in a month? Back together when we get to training camp and we're doing the live shows. July 24th, we'll come back after today's show. You'll catch us again July 24th. And we're in it for the long haul at that point. Once the football season starts, there's no vacations.
It's going to be busy.
Not for your sports guy. Sports guy doesn't take vacation. Labor Day weekend? You kidding me? Beamer Bowl. Yeah. Hokies versus South Carolina. We're not. Yeah. Nobody's going to the beach. It's Beamer Bowl.
No. We lock the show from the beach.
We lock in sports world once we get to the football season. Christmas Day? You think we're taking Christmas Day off?
Oh, my God.
Cowboys Commanders.
This is extreme.
This is football life.
It's crazy.
We're not. Nobody taking Christmas off.
Nope.
Nope. Enjoy Boxing Day.
Open your presents early and then get
early
to work.
Early or late. So I've lived this life. I covered the Commanders for, goodness, forever now. More than a decade.
Yeah.
We'll figure out the exact number later. Yeah. I've spent more Thanksgivings at the Cowboys Stadium than I've spent with my family.
Okay.
Which is part of the deal.
Yeah.
And part of the deal is also that I don't rub in the fact that Thanksgiving at Jerry World has better food than Thanksgiving with the family.
No, okay.
It's not personal. Okay. You know this. Yeah. My wife, fantastic cook.
She is. Anytime you bring anything
Her
in.
Dad went to culinary school.
Really?
Okay,
that's
so,
cool.
So there's talent there.
Yeah.
Jerry World on Thanksgiving is like, Jerry Jones must have like a small army of grandmas like baking.
Gosh.
Back there, I don't know how they do it. It's the Texas style barbecue turkey.
Ooh.
Is the only turkey I ever have in my whole life that's not dry. It's got so much flavor to it.
Now I need a barbecue turkey for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
and I deep fried one once. That was fun too. Not the same though. The barbecue's actually better.
We tried to do that and it tasted like Chinese chicken. It was really weird.
Yeah, something gets lost there along the way.
Yeah.
That all the pies, all the different kinds of pies, all the sides, all the things. Yeah. And not just like for the important people.
Yeah.
But everybody. You can go there to the concession stand and buy a plate of Thanksgiving dinner.
I see why you go every year.
And they always have a big name concert at halftime. They have, you know, I forget who it was this year, but it's usually somebody of note. We're not there this year because it's Cowboys Commanders on Christmas this year. Mm-hmm. Little twist to the the normal thing.
Different food though. New opportunity.
I associate Christmas with hams. That could just be my childhood. I don't know how people roll in Virginia. I don't think there's a definitive Christmas food though.
I don't know that there is. I think more of like the desserts and stuff like that. But I would be interested to know what kind of food they have up there this year.
And that's DC though. So that's different than Jerry World. We'll see. Josh Harris, you're on the clock to make sure this is a good show for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Megan's here holding it down. Welcome back, Megan. As mentioned, last show until July 24th. So we're talking about what we're going to be talking about. Commander's topics. I think number one, and this one's pretty easy, either Terry McLaurin's got a new contract and we're talking about that, or Terry McLaurin doesn't have a new contract and we're talking about that. Terry McLaurin is entering the last year of his current contract. So they can play this out. It's just a really bad idea. As you know, if guys play out the last year of their contract, they always explore free agency. You'd be crazy not to if you get that far down the road and don't. So now is the time to extend Terry McLaurin. He's 30 years old, which sources say is not old, unless you're a professional football player, in which case you got one eye on the watch. How much longer is he going to go? I feel very confident, knowing Terry, knowing his work habits, knowing his production, that he's got three more good years in him. And I think that's the contract at the end of the day. I think when we get back, we're talking about a $90 million three-year contract for Terry McLaurin. That's fair to everybody. It's fair to Terry. Gets him paid. That's fair to the team. You get long-term certainty. And it's fair with regard to Jaden Daniels, because I'll remind you, Jaden Daniels only has 3 years left on his rookie contract. And then everything's a question from there. So I think you got to take your wins where you can get your wins. This is an easy win. You have the money. You have Terry McLaurin. Use the money to keep Terry McLaurin. I think this will solve itself. I'm not too worried about that. What's going to be an issue, and we don't have to litigate it today because it's a long way from now. In 3 years, Terry McLaurin is going to be up against the Jaden Daniels contract extension. I don't know what that number is right now because that depends on the salary cap. That depends on where Josh Allen's contract goes, where Patrick Mahomes' contract goes. But if Jaden Daniels plays like we think he's capable of playing, and I think he will, he'll get top quarterback money. A $70 million a year contract is not outrageous. I think the number might be higher. I'm saying 70 because when I tell people 75, they look at me like I'm crazy. And so I backed off a 75, but I secretly think it will be a $75 million a year contract. I think there's so much money pouring in right now. We mentioned it, the Christmas games, the Thursday games, the Friday games, the Brazil games, the Spain games. All of this is adding the Peacock games. All of this is adding new money to the pile. And the players get 48% of that money off the top. I think Jaden Daniels ends up making $75 million a year. That prompts tough discussions for everybody else. That's why Terry McLaurin deal gets done now, because you don't have to worry about it. There's nothing to sweat right now because you have the money. Jaden Daniels is on a rookie contract, and you want to keep him happy so that he will want to sign that contract when you put it in front of him later. So I think that's item number one. Number two to me is going to be, is there enough defensively? I really think that's going to be the overarching. I know right now the narrative is this luck regression narrative, and we've weighed in on that. Yes, there was some luck last year. When the opposing player taunts the fans instead of defending the Hail Mary, that's luck. When the opposing coach on Sunday Night Football forgets how to call timeouts, that's luck. Both of those items, totally out of your control. But I think that the core reason they won last year was Jaden Daniels, was not the luck. And so I think there will be a slight step back. I think this is a team that could win 10 games this year and be just as good as the team that won 12 games last year. Where I wonder is defensively, because with another year, now is the time for Dan Quinn and Joe Witt to make their money. They have not been given enough defensively. And we've talked about that too. I like the offseason these guys had. They protected Jaden Daniels. They got two really good offensive linemen, and they got Deebo Samuel, a really good receiver slash running back. That was what they had to do. You've got Jaden Daniels. You want to keep him forever, make his life better, and then figure out the rest as you go, right? We know that from watching teams where guys have star quarterbacks, star players. Other guys come find you. Another season of Jaden Daniels lighting it up, having great comeback moments, the defensive players are going to find their way here because they're going to want to be a part of this. That'll take care of itself. But this defense didn't get taken care of. And I would argue this. All right, I'm going to speak blasphemy on two guys who we don't speak blasphemy on. One is Dan Quinn. And I think Dan Quinn still has to prove himself. Full stop. I think he instilled great culture last year. I think his attitude in going for it was great. But I think a lot of the success was Cliff Kingsbury driven and not defensive driven. And I think he's got to prove that he can get this defense at a little higher level than it was last year. I think that's an important part of Dan Quinn's year. Number two is Adam Peters. We love Adam Peters. We trust Adam Peters. He has drafted very, very well. Adam Peters may be one of the best drafters in football right now. But Adam Peters' non-draft moves are very much up for discussion. The Marshawn Lattimore trade is very much jury's still out slash probably not going to work out. The Javon Kinlaw signing cuts against the grain. It's a dude he's got loyalty to, no doubt about it, but can he produce? Can he produce at the level Jonathan Allen produced at? We're waiting to find that out. He's made some signings. He's made some trades. And Laremy Tunsil, I like that trade, but it'll have to be proven on the field as well, of course. So I think the NFC title game, you've got the glow. Everybody's excited. It's going to be a fun training camp. There's going to be a lot of optimism. Those are the undercurrents we're going to be talking about along the way. I think we'll be talking about the stadium, too, because we are forever talking about the new Commander Stadium. And we'll get into that later because there's still there's still this thought that it's going to go off the rails. I don't think it's going to, but I think the mayor overplayed her hand, and we'll get into the reasons for that as well. But on the field, I think this is a 10-win team this year. That's just as good as last year's 12-win team, but little regression and a tougher schedule, an unquestionably tougher schedule, where you got to go to Green Bay in week two, Thursday night football. We mentioned the Thanksgiving game, AFC West. Three of those teams are really good. The other one's got Pete Carroll and Geno Smith. NFC North, three of those teams are really good. The other one's got Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. All eight of those games are conceivable losses. And not bad. Seven of the eight would not be bad losses. Right, they could go 1-7 in that straight. You got to beat the Raiders. The Raiders is the game you got to win. The other seven, though, you could lose any of those seven or all of those seven and not be a worse football team than you were last year. I think that's the thing we're going to be talking about, is adjusting those expectations and understanding in it for the long haul, in it for the long term, doesn't necessarily mean NFC title game every year, but it means the opportunity to get to the playoffs to compete for that NFC championship game every single year. I think they'll be in that discussion. I think that we'll be talking about a team where a lot of the predictions are very, very good, or at least better than we traditionally make them. So I'm excited for that. We'll be there at Commanders training camp here in a little less than a month. I want to talk college basketball as well. Big week for VCU. College sports overall, realignments back. Get excited. We'll talk about all those things. We'll hear Megan's stories from Japan and my stories from DC. That there was an imbalance there. We'll figure it out. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Glad we got one day of overlap here. Megan's back from Japan, back on the land of the living.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm out of here after this show. We'll be back July 24th from Washington Commanders training camp. AWOD will keep you entertained throughout the summer. We'll play some best of. I know you think it doesn't get better than this, but it does. It does, and we'll play the best of all summer long for you so you can continue to hear maybe some of the fun you missed along the way this past year. You may have heard the Washington Commanders made the NFC Championship game. That was pretty fun. A lot of other good stuff happened as well. Today, we're talking about what we'll be talking about when we return at the end of July. And I want to take on college football because camps will be opening alongside the Hokies, or alongside the Commanders. The college camps will be opening up. The UVA summer camp, Virginia Tech, JMU, ODU a little bit. They've kind of fallen off the radar the last couple of years. Kind of a, I think there's three that we really care about here. And then you got the Spiders and the Tribe running to the Patriot League. It's not going to help interest. I don't think it's going to hurt interest, though. I think the teams that are the people who are interested in those teams are going to continue to be interested in those teams. So here's what we've got in college sports. We've got the Hokies, make or break year for Brent Pry. No sugarcoating that. Whit Babcock was very clear about that. Expectations are high. Last year, the message was, look at our continuity. Everybody came back. This is one of the only football teams in America in the portal era that got everybody back. And then as the season played out, it's like, oh, yeah, well, that's why nobody wanted them. Like, there was talent. We liked them. But was it good enough? No. And it's largely a similar crew this time around. I'm going to caution you on that. That's my note of skepticism here. Is continuity again? Continuity for long enough does work out eventually, by the way. But does it work out to the degree the Tech fans want it to work out? I don't know about that. Because this is, I think everything comes down to the schedule for both of these teams. Let's dive over to UVA for a second. Because UVA changed a lot. They threw a lot of money into the football program, and this gets wrapped up in the bigger debate about UVA athletics, which you have to have. Tony Bennett's gone. Brian O'Connor's gone. Those are two of your pillar flagship coaches. They're gone. Part of that, I've heard, and I can't confirm this, but I've heard this, is because they're putting so much of the fundraising muscle and energy and money into football. I don't disagree with that from a fundamental standpoint from Carla Williams' seat. She's the athletic director there. If you're sitting in that seat, you have to balance the budget for UVA athletics. There's one sport that can single-handedly balance the budget or cost you everything, and it's football. And if you've been to UVA games over the past couple of years, you know people are not going to UVA football games. Full stop. People are not attending games at Scott Stadium. That is a huge economic impact. The team has been fine. They don't move the needle in ratings. They don't move the needle in any other regard. When UVA comes to town, you're doing some promotional giveaway t-shirt something, trying to get people into the crowd. People aren't going to UVA football games. Can you make people go to UVA football games by being good? Yeah, of course. People love winners. There's maybe other ways you can do it. Maybe you can juice it up by going squirrel style and being entertaining or whatever. But the surest path to football money and relevance and conference realignment is to be really good at football. So at face value, the Carla Williams decision to put all the eggs in the football basket to reportedly alienate Brian O'Connor, Tony Bennett, not put the resources into those programs in NIL to redirect it into football, is not at face value a terrible decision. The problem is everybody else is doing it too. There's just such a huge risk of this not panning out, and then you got nothing. Whereas at least the other way, you got something. You got a great baseball team. You got a great basketball team. You got something you can hang your hat on. You got swimming, diving, tennis. You name it. UVA is good at it. You risk losing that chasing the football. Now, I've said on this show, I'll say again when we come back in July, the ACC is going to go away in 2031. They put an expiration date on it when they settled with Clemson and Florida State. They can bounce in 2031 with no financial punishment. We will be far enough down the road with the college football playoff at that point that the SEC and Big Ten are going to want to take their ball and run with it. They can absorb whatever they want to absorb of the ACC, spit back out the rest into a lesser division, and have a real honest-to-goodness national playoff out of just those two divisions, playing against each other, putting them in the bracket, totally ignoring everybody else. I'm not saying I like it.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Just telling you what's going to happen in 6 years, because then they can keep 100% of the money and 100% of the influence. I believe that's what's going to happen here. So you've got UVA pushing all its chips in. If it works, great. I'd love to see Scott Stadium juiced up on game days. If it doesn't work, you're in trouble. And you've lost your identity and your soul, which is what, you know, the long-timers are mad about. You talk to UVA alums, they don't mind trying to be good at football, but they don't like giving up the rest of it because that's their bragging rights at parties. Like, oh, UVA football lost, ha, ha, ha. Well, let me tell you, we got Tony Bennett and Brian O'Connor and all these Olympians and lacrosse and blah, blah, blah. They're losing that. Slowly, but they're losing that. And that's a core part of the appeal of being a UVA football fan. Their schedule this year, the schedule's everything. Their schedule this year is soft. They don't play a single team that was ranked top 25 at the end of last year. They don't play a single team where you look at and you say, that's a guaranteed loss. The closest you've got to it is that they visit Louisville this season. Louisville's very good. I think that's a sure thing loss. But Virginia Tech comes to Charlottesville, and if you're sitting on momentum and if they're struggling, I think they'll probably still win because it's what they do. They understand that game in Blacksburg. But I don't think it's unreasonable that UVA could come into that game with 8 wins. I really don't. I'm gonna beat that drum when we get back in July. I think UVA can come into that Tech game with 8 wins this year. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if Virginia Tech is sitting on 5 wins when we come into that football game this year. Because Tech's got a brutal schedule. They've got the Beamer Bowl against Shane Beamer. They're not going to win that. Vandy's coming to town, and Vandy got them last year in Nashville. That's the season right there. You got to win that game to set the tone. Otherwise, you're 2-2 coming out of non-conference, and that's not going to be good enough. Your finishing stretch is punishing. Louisville, Florida State, Miami. All three of those teams are going to be better than you when the ball goes up in the air. Can they win them? Sure, they're Virginia Tech. They can win them. They've got a bye week in there, too. That's helpful to them. On the whole, though, they will be underdogs in all three of those football games. It's a punishing final stretch before UVA. They could be sitting on 5. And by the way, 6 in a bowl is not going to save Brent Pry's job. Everybody knows that. Now, the fun of it is, we love college football. Anything can happen. They are goofy, 4-hour-long games played with teams we don't get a beat on because we don't have a big enough sample size. We don't have preseason. We don't get to watch practices. Nobody knows how these things will shake out. That's the fun of college sports. That Vandy game's everything right there. The opening weekend, Vandy coming to town. You got to beat them. And then you gotta handle your business. NC State, Wake Forest, Georgia Tech, Cal is the stretch. If they can get to a point where they handle their business, there will be momentum. They'll be fine. They'll beat UVA. Otherwise, one coach is going to be playing for his job and the other coach isn't when we get to that Tech-UVA game. I think UVA wins 8 going into that game. Is that enough to bring fans back to the table? Is that enough to renew interest in UVA sports? I doubt it. I don't think so. But you got to try. You're this far down the road. Your two coaches that you love are already gone. I think you got to keep trying. It takes a lot of money to be good at football, a lot of resources. UVA can marshal that. UVA has enough access to money to theoretically hang in football in a money-driven world. In a world where the most money wins, UVA's got a lot of it. Now, they don't have a lot of the other stuff. They don't have the intangibles. They can't sell come play in the SEC. They can't sell come play in the Big Ten. But they have access to the raw money. Can they turn that into something? I think that's a big storyline we're going to talk about this fall going into the camps. And I'm excited. Hopefully we'll get down to Blacksburg. I think that'd be a ton of fun after we get done with Commanders training camp because it's a big season. And the Tech fans, as we talk about the UVA fans bailing, shout out to the Tech fans who have stuck with this team and rallied them a couple years ago after a rough start and rallied them by showing up in Blacksburg. They are the true all-stars here. We've also got another round of conference realignment. Texas State bounces the Sun Belt for the Pac-12. Louisiana Tech will enter the Sun Belt. That'll be a good get for JMU and company. That's quickly shaping into a great league there. Conference USA at 10 schools next year. They're slowly falling apart just as Liberty gets in. Poor Liberty just keeps trying. Every time they climb up the mountain, they stumble back down a little bit. They're never getting to the top of that mountaintop. They're trying. They may just have to go independent at some point. Because in a world where it's all Big Ten or SEC, kind of doesn't matter where you affiliate. And they've got enough money to buy the games and do what they need to do. I'm excited. ACC kickoff. We'll be right when we get back. Adam enjoys that trip every year. I always enjoy hearing the interviews he gets down there. It should be a fun summer preseason. I'm worried we're going to sour quickly on the Hokies, but as always, I hope I'm wrong. I said that about the Commanders all last year. I was wrong. Kept waiting for the shoe to drop and never did. Now I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I think Jaden Daniels is the guy. We'll be the home of the Commanders this year, too. That's exciting. We got one more segment with you. It will be Crosstalk. It will be with AWOD. His program airs live noon to 3. We'll get you ready for that. Grant and Danny will drive you home. Flying Squirrels baseball tonight and all summer long. You hear the boys of summer right here. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
Good morning. MP on the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Thanks for joining us as you're flying around Richmond. It's hot out there. Stay cool. It's cooler today. It's only 89 today.
Only
89 today. Enjoy that. Got in the car yesterday after the soccer game. 102 was what it said on the thing. Now, we were on the pavement, so, you know, it's cooking, but
yeah,
it's too hot.
It shouldn't be legal to be that hot.
It shouldn't be legal to be that hot.
Control the sun. I don't know. I just know what I said sounded ridiculous.
Somebody put the shades up. NBA draft last night. The Washington Wizards take Jameer Watkins, former VCU player. Florida State, his final years, at number 43 overall. Good to see him with the landing spot. And Max Schulga finds his way to the Celtics via the Magic. It's the weird hat thing they do where the team drafts them and it's the team, but it's not the team. I don't know how we haven't sorted that out. It's 2025. We have access to ChatGPT. We have access to the whole world's knowledge at our fingertips, yeah. And we can't put the guy in the correct hat on NBA draft night.
Yeah.
We put a man on the moon more than 50 years ago.
Or did we?
And we did,
or
actually.
Conspiracy.
We
no,
did.
I'm
we did.
I'm
we did, actually.
I'm kidding. I saw an opportunity.
you saw an opportunity to hit the conspiracy corner.
Yep.
Button, which we played earlier this week on the NFL thing, which I'll circle back on.
Okay.
So if you want to hit the button, then you can.
Okay.
My spacing is not a conspiracy thing. Mm. It's that when Katy Perry and them went up,
yeah.
I don't think that should count as going to space. Were you around for this debate? Stubbs, the only one who's got my back.
Okay.
AWOD and Hazel, both very dismissive of this argument. Okay, here's what happened. Katy Perry, and this is not conspiracy bonko land.
Yeah.
They got in a spaceship, and the spaceship blasted off and went up into space.
Okay.
Stayed there for 3 minutes.
Okay.
And then came back down and landed. It did not orbit. There was nothing to it. They went up, and they came down. They rode a really expensive elevator. What happened?
And they went high enough to be counted as in space.
I mean, yes, presumably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This to me is like, where'd you fly through? Where was your connection?
It
was in Toronto, Montreal, something like that.
Both. Yeah. Coming back, it was Toronto. Okay. Going there, it was Montreal.
A couple of weeks from now, if Bill Drake and I are talking, and Bill Drake's like, I lived in Toronto for a year, whatever fun fact we haven't discovered about him yet.
Yeah.
And I say, Megan, have you ever been to Toronto? What's your answer?
Only the airport.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't count. It doesn't count.
I have not explored.
They didn't do anything in space.
Yeah.
They were there for 3 minutes.
That's fair.
And then they came back down from space.
See, okay, so I'm in the middle here because I want to say they went to space. I really do.
We all want Katy Perry to have been in space.
I would say I went to space if I was in their position. But I know the feeling because it's like whenever I tell people what states I've been to, well, I've been all the way across the country, right? I've been to all those states. I didn't explore any of them. We drove to Colorado. We stayed in a hotel at various states. We did not explore. So have I really been to all those states? Like, yeah, but like, it didn't really, like, it wasn't worth anything.
What did you do in space? Oh, well, I was there for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I came back.
Yeah.
Did you do the cool, like floaty thing where you tossed each other M&M's? No, we didn't have time to do that.
There's a flower. I saw the flower.
They did the flower thing. Yeah. They did that. Exactly. Mm. I don't know if they've been there or not, but we still can't put the NBA draft prospects in the correct hats. But Max Scholga to the NBA. Congrats to him. VCU pipeline grows. Jameer Watkins. Congrats to him. The former VCU player pipeline grows. And big week for VCU. Landed a huge recruiting coup. And by all accounts, is going to be favored to win the A-10 when this season starts. And I know there's teams with more continuity, looking at George Washington, George Mason. I know there's teams that historically performed really well, certainly looking at Dayton there. Your Loyolas, St. Louis is back. They've got the resources. They're a sleeping giant. I don't think there's any team you can say on paper is better than the VCU Rams right now. It doesn't mean much. The paper doesn't mean anything. But when they start playing basketball, expectations are going to be high for this group, and expectations are always high for this group because that's the team, and that's the show at VCU. But I think to the extent you can be off-season champs, VCU is the off-season champs in the A-10. Hit the portal, did it well, got some youngsters, kept the excitement going, found a coach who has great promise so far. I've enjoyed everything I've seen from Phil Martelli Jr. We'll look forward to chatting with him when we come back in a month after we come back from training camp. I'm sure we'll head over to the BDC at some point, talk to him. There's a lot to be excited about around VCU and around this basketball team and around what's going on. So we'll get back to that as well on the other side after we take our break. But right now, we'll step aside, we'll take a break, we'll come back because we have a lot to get to on the other side. So I don't want to cheat us for time here, because it's stories from Japan, but also complaints from D.C. We'll get to both of that on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan. Scott Van Pelt. He does the evening sports center. Scott Van Pelt, of course, big Maryland fan, D.C. sports fan. So we see him around town from time to time at things. He's going on vacation. He started his yesterday. So first off, kudos to me for working Friday.
Exactly.
And when he bails after the Thursday show.
Mm-hmm.
So just some of us still in here grinding.
Got the full week,
and he's not coming back until August 26th.
Oh my gosh.
So who's the hard worker now? We'll be back on July 24th. Mm. That's a full month before Scott Van Pelt returns.
Yeah.
He's maybe earned it a little more than me, but anytime you could go, because the problem is, like, if you compare me to AWOD, it's like that dude's a slacker.
Yeah.
Because I am. Because nobody's working harder in here than AWOD. He's coming in here every day grinding, making shows. Mm. He's not even taking the full week off next week. He's only taking 4 days. Like, the whole world's taking off next week.
Yeah, everyone's off.
No work will be done anywhere in America next week except our guy AWOD. He's going to be here Monday making sports talk radio for the masses.
Oh, my gosh.
Tons of respect for that. So I need to find comparables that look better.
Going to justify.
than that. Wow, cheer MPs coming back on July 24th. Wow, that's a whole month ahead of Scott Van Pelt.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I'll be back before you know it.
It'll fly by. It always flies by. You took some time off because
I did.
You got married.
Yep.
You went on a honeymoon.
Yep.
You went to Japan.
Yep.
And you came back.
Yep.
The first thing you said to me was, man, MP, you would not believe the 7-Elevens they have there.
Oh, they're amazing. They are amazing. They're a way of life. I have looked forward to these for so long. It was a dream.
You knew about this before the trip.
That's how famous they are.
I'm just out of the loop. Japanese 7-Eleven worldwide or just Japan?
Just Japan.
Japanese 7-Eleven. Yeah. And not like their version of, but it is the branded 7-Eleven brand 7-Elevens. Yep.
And it's like, so over here, like, my experience with the 7-Elevens over here, you know, it's 50-50 whether you're going to walk in and it's like, oh, this is nice, let me get an icy, or, oh, I need to get out of here before I get hurt. Like, you know, it's 50-50.
I really want to like 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I have the app. I have the rewards number. Here's what I know. I walk into a 7-Eleven. Mm-hmm. My guilty pleasure is a Mountain Dew because I don't drink coffee, so I have to kill my body through caffeine somehow. I have to. We all have to as humans. We have that
millennial way, you know.
Absolutely. I walk in and I've got two choices. They've got the big gulp for a dollar on the app. Yep. It's a great deal. You're not going to beat that deal. It's more soda than I need. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that fountain hasn't been maintained and is going to taste slightly off.
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
I can pay $3 for less Mountain Dew from a bottle in the fridge. And it's not even going to be cold all the way.
The only thing I trust at the 7-Elevens over here is the icy. That's really the only thing I trust.
A signature item, for sure.
Yeah. Everything else is like, I will not go near their food. I mean, if it's a drink, it's got to be bottled. I don't trust any of it.
So, like, Wawa, I guess, would be the gold standard of gas stations here.
I love Wawa.
Yeah. They make the food.
Sheetz.
Is that, and 601, half dozen of the other. Like, they both have loyalists who won't shop at the other. Like, it's a little bit of the Coke and Pepsi thing. Like, some people are like, I will only ever drink Coke. Pepsi stinks. Some people are like, I don't know how you could drink that swill. It's Pepsi all the way. And then in the middle is everybody else. Like, maybe you got a slight preference, but you take what's available.
To me, it's Wawa food, Sheetz drinks.
There you go.
That's my thing.
But you'd get either at the other place.
If it
were all that was available.
I would, but like I will say I won't really like if I get the meal at Sheetz, like it'll be all right. But
Megan's
it's not
like,
a Wawa
don't call me normal. I got preferences. Here.
I got preferences.
So is that what we're talking about here in Japan? What makes the 7-Eleven so special?
It is a way of life. Okay. So the thing is, you cannot go anywhere in Japan. I mean, maybe you could, but like anywhere like in, you know, the Tokyo, Shinjuku, that whole area without a 7-Eleven or a Family Mart within walking distance.
Is Family Mart, that's a Japanese thing. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's basically 7-Eleven.
Okay.
It's basically the same thing.
Great.
They're not gas stations over there. It is a convenience store. Konbini? And trying to throw out the Japanese. We were trying to learn a little over there. And basically, like, you go in and, like, it's got, like, maybe it's got, like, merch. It's got, like, you know, different, I don't know, different products to buy and everything. And it's got, like, all the meals. It's, you know, sandwiches and, you know, your whole bowl of, like, noodles. They've got a microwave. They'll offer to heat it up for you. It's got, like, fried chicken. It's got shupao, which is, like, I'm sure they call it something different over there. I just know it from Vince with the Filipino name.
It is
like,
more of a Wegmans almost.
Yes, like a Wegmans, like a mini Wegmans. It's amazing. We would go in there every single day and I would get like I don't know, I would get the sando, which is they have a ton of different flavors, but I would usually go for like the one that had the potato salad and maybe like, you know, tomato, lettuce, stuff like that. I would get my little sando and I would get my you go over, you get like a cup of ice and you take it over to the machine and press the button and it'll make you a latte, or you get your smoothie, you take it to the machine and it'll blend it for you. Like,
lovely urban life you've got going on.
So
there.
Nice. I know. I know. We just like totally adapted. It is the nicest thing over there. They are known for their 7-Elevens. I heard they were bringing some of the products over here at one point, but I have yet to see them. So
maintaining the cleanliness would be hard. Like, and you know this better than me now, but it feels like culturally the Japanese are maybe more predisposed to not trashing their 7-Elevens.
Yes, yeah. We talk. Are you leading into the trash thing?
You're welcome to talk about the trash cans.
We can talk about the trash
thing. We can't because there aren't any.
Yeah, there's no trash cans. Okay, yeah, we were catching up before
it's
the show.
It's a very clean society.
It's a very clean society. No trash cans. If you take Family Mart trash over to a 7-Eleven, you cannot throw that away at the 7-Eleven. The 7-Eleven does not want Family Mart trash.
Get that out of here.
You take it with you. You take
it. Is
it home.
Really expensive to dispose of trash? What are we?
I don't know. I think they just like want to deter you from like littering and having overflowing trash cans and
all
stuff.
Right.
They just want it to be pretty and clean and smelling nice. And so you put it in a bag, you take it home with you. There's nowhere to sit. You know, they have signs. They don't want you sitting on like the bricks on the curb. There's no outdoor seating. Like,
okay.
But you also cannot walk and eat. You cannot drink and eat.
Who enforces that? It's just societal norms.
Yeah, just society.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just kind of like, and that's the one thing I did because I was researching it a little because it's like, well, where am I going to eat? I don't want to stop. And like, we're trying to go somewhere and like, how am I going to? And some people say it depends on the area. So if you do see a few people like, you know, drinking and walking or eating and walking, like maybe you're okay in that moment. But if you see no one, like, hold it, wait till you get somewhere. But there's nowhere.
You gotta hold
nowhere.
You gotta hold it.
So, but like, other than that, like, yeah, it's
here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back.
Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
It's a big culture shock, but we loved it. I mean, we went to the Pokemon Center. That was amazing. It was... Sorry. A little cough there.
We did the MP Name a Pokemon Challenge while you were gone.
No way.
Yeah,
how'd that go?
I got to like 6.
That's awesome. Okay.
There's more than 6.
There's way more than 6, but still, that's exciting. Wait, which ones?
Pikachu.
Oh my gosh.
Snorlax.
Okay. Okay.
I said, was it Charmander or Charizard? And then Hazel blew my mind by telling me that they're both correct, that they evolve.
Yeah, it's Charmander into Charizard.
Incredible.
Charmander, Charmeleon, Charizard.
A fascinating species. Shoot, it's on the tip of my tongue. I got it earlier.
Okay,
though.
Okay.
Bulbasaur?
Bulbasaur, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay, Bulbasaur. That was the one, which means I have one more.
Okay.
All right. There was one other one.
There's one other one. That's fine. You're doing good.
I think in the A to F grading scale, that's a D minus. I didn't flunk because I named 6, but there's more than 6.
I think there's over 1,000 at this point.
So I wasn't particularly close.
There's a lot, but it's good.
Does Pikachu evolve?
Pikachu can evolve into Raichu using a stone.
Man,
so,
what a fascinating.
But it's not by natural like level evolution.
But you went to the Pokemon Cafe.
I did. Amazing experience. Yeah. Pikachu, this person comes out dressed like Pikachu and starts dancing. It's amazing. My husband was like, Pikachu! We have it on video. The rice is shaped like Pikachu. You can get a latte with whatever Pokemon you want on it.
Okay.
And they'll stencil it on.
Hey.
It's so cute. It's so cute. You have to wait hours to get in if you don't have a reservation.
And you did.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. My husband was a saint. He did it while shopping.
Yeah.
but we did that. We did a lot of shopping in Shibuya. Shibuya is super busy. We saw the cat on the billboard, the one that like moves around that you see on social media that went viral.
Yeah.
That was adorable. We went to a cat cafe. Those cats are not normal.
Because?
they're so calm and like everyone's sleeping. You go touch it, it just doesn't phase it.
Are they drunk?
Like robot. I don't know. They're
real? Are they AI cats?
That they act like it.
Okay.
They act like it. They're just Japanese cats. They're different over there. Everything's different over there. Everything is different. We got kimonos. It was an amazing experience.
So you're in Japan. Megan's rejoining us today, so just in time for me to go on vacation. You're in Japan. Yep. Is it as crowded as...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it's very hot, too.
There's just anytime you see a video from Japan, there's just people everywhere.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And I'm an extrovert. Mm-hmm. I enjoy New York City. Mm-hmm. I enjoy people. It feels like a lot of people.
So there's
is
a
it
lot
too
of...
many people?
No, sometimes. Sometimes it is. But they're all very introverted over there, so they don't talk to you.
There's a lot of people walking around ignoring you.
You get on the subway, everyone's staring at their phones. They're quiet. They're not talking. Like, they don't want to talk to you.
It's a whole... tens of millions of people not interested in having a conversation.
No.
George wants to know how Family Mart compares to Buc-ee's. Well, Buc-ee's, they got space to build out Buc-ee's. They don't have no space at Family Mart.
I've actually never been to Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
I will say. So I'm not a good one to ask that comparison.
No, you've only been to Japan.
You haven't
seen America's Wonders, yes.
No. Why would I see that? No.
Did you get out of Tokyo?
That'd be cool to see, though.
Did you get out of Tokyo?
No,
at all?
We stayed in Tokyo
you
the whole time.
Tokyo.
The Tokyo area. Shinjuku, Harajuku, Shibuya, you know, right? The center of Tokyo and everything. We just stayed there and there was a million things to do. So I'm glad we stayed there the whole time.
I don't doubt that you could go back and keep yourself busy for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But you also went to D.C. on Monday.
I did.
And that's
that
a different
was a
story.
Whole thing.
And that's a story that we'll tell along with my soccer story. After the break, you're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. As our regular listeners to The Fan know, nobody's a bigger soccer fan than your guy right here.
Yep.
Nope. AY's a soccer fan. AY went up to go see Chelsea in the FIFA Club World Cup, which is the soccer event that's taking place in America right now. Big deal soccer event. And so I got a call. Hey, do you want free tickets to go see the Club World Cup in D.C.? And I'm not above taking free tickets to things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll go to the Club World. I'll go to the Club World Cup up in D.C. We got, Adam just looks at it and laughs at it. He goes, this is the worst game of the whole tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, great. Because I don't know anything about soccer. So this is the perfect game for me. We're not going to.
This is the baseline here.
Yeah, we're not. I'm not wasting anybody's seat.
Yeah.
Seeing global superstars. So it was the Moroccan team against the United Arab Emirates team.
Okay.
And we were right in front of the Moroccan section. Mm. They were feeling it.
Okay.
Props to Morocco. They brought it yesterday. They were singing, chanting, whistling, yelling, all of that.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Very high level of soccer.
Mm.
Very unsatisfying game. The United Arab Emirates team won 2-1. Both of the goals had lengthy video reviews after. I'm not the world's biggest soccer fan, but I do hate replay more than anybody else in the world. And when it's 100 degrees outside, I really hate replay.
That's miserable, yeah.
We're standing around 5 minutes probably.
What the heck?
While the ref's just watching TV. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Do the thing with soccer and the kicking. And
That sounds boring, yeah.
So there are two goals. One of them... The guy gets tackled in the box. They spend 6 minutes trying to figure out if it's a penalty kick or not. It is a penalty kick. He hits the penalty kick. That's fine. And it was. The other one, the guy gets tackled. He falls. And the bottom of his palm hits the ball. And two things are... So after that happens, a couple seconds later, another guy on the team passes the ball to another guy on the team who shoots and scores. And they get the goal. The Moroccan team's all yelling, it's a handball. And so you look at the replay, and the guy's hand touched the ball.
Okay.
So two things are very clear from this replay. One, he wasn't trying to. He was just falling to the ground, and his hand happened to hit the ball.
Yeah.
Two is it does not impact the path of the ball in any way. He doesn't knock it towards anywhere. Like, the ball was sitting there, and after his hand hit it, the ball kept sitting there. And so I was like, I don't know. I'm there with my kid. And she's what happened? I don't know. Like, is that a goal? Not a goal? And we learned that's a goal.
Okay.
If the ball hits your hand, but you didn't mean it to.
Interesting. Okay.
That's okay. I guess. I still don't know the rules. Maybe AWOD will explain the rules to us later. What happened, though, was so You went to Nationals Park the other day.
Yeah.
Audi Field, the soccer stadium, which is beautiful. I love the soccer stadium so much. Another reason why I went. Great stadium. Hmm. Way better than Nationals Park.
I bet.
Is right there. It's like right across the street.
Okay.
From my time covering the Nationals, I know really good parking spots down there that I will never share with anybody. I also know pretty good parking spots down there that I will share with people if you ask me. I'll give you a good park. Like, if you ask me, like, MP, I'm going to a game, where should I park? I'll send you to a good spot.
All right.
But I won't send you to my spot.
I don't
blame you. Driving to the game with somebody else, we're not going to that spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's how secret it must be kept.
That's funny.
It's fully under wraps.
Huh.
But also, I love just parking on the other side of the river, getting on the metro train and not worrying
about
it.
That's what we did.
That's great, too.
Yeah.
There's certainly nothing wrong with that. That's a good plan, too. But I got my kid. It's a zillion degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And we're coming in and out. So I bought from Ticketmaster a $40 parking spot in the garage right next to the stadium.
Okay.
For a game nobody attended. So whatever.
No, okay.
I'll show you the picture.
Yeah.
It's a 20,000 seat stadium. There were not 3,000 people there.
I would be so mad to pay the parking for that.
There were not 3,000 people there at all. But I ended up... You want to be in the garage. It'll keep the car cool.
That's fair.
We'll walk right over. Like, I'm picturing this, us walking there and like,
that's
just
smart.
Giving up in the heat, basically, before we even get to the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So we get there, and we're kind of right on time. You know, leave right after the show. Did crosstalk. Leaved. And there's a bit, like, the road is just stopped. Everybody's at a standstill. It takes, like, 20 minutes to get to the garage entrance.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, we don't have any spots. I said, nah, ha, 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 I bought a spot. It's a prepaid spot. Ticketmaster. Wait, my thing. Ticketmaster.
First mistake, Ticketmaster.
Yes! I mean, I tell my wife this story. She's like, you got to tell everybody. Like, people know about Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not the first person to get mad at Ticketmaster. You know, I paid. Yep. The money's gone. It's out of my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
You go, yeah, I understand, but we don't have a spot. And we're back in, we're in the Seinfeld lane. Anybody could take a reservation.
Yeah.
And it's the filling the reservation. It's, what do you want me to do? He said, we'll call them. They'll give you your money back. And then, no. What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
I got a car here. And he shrugged.
It's your problem.
It's not my
the guy's problem.
Not my problem.
Yeah.
It's going to take an hour to get back to the metro, back to where the street parking. The game has started at this point.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
We missed the start of the game. And
see, that shouldn't happen.
There's lots down the street. And there's a lot down the street. $63 to park my car for 2 hours.
I'd crash out. I would crash out. That is wrong.
Well, I paid for a spot.
Yeah.
I didn't get a spot. And you got to do something. They're just capitalizing on Ticketmaster's gross negligence in caring for fans.
Wait, so okay, hold on. So rewind a little. Are they giving away your parking spot, or Ticketmaster just sold too many and didn't?
The guy said, like, we have 100 spots and they always sell 200.
Why?
And my thought is, like, if this is, there are some things where more people show than you expect, or fewer people show than you expect.
Yeah.
For a ticketed soccer game, it sure feels like pretty close to 100% of the people who buy parking spots are going to drive their car down and park it there.
Yes.
It feels like, with very few exceptions, the person who pays $40 for a parking spot to a game they have tickets to just feels like the redemption rate on that's going to be high.
And that's a big span there, 100, 200. Like, you know, you sell 200, you only have... That's a big span.
I don't... Like, you still get the money even if I don't show. And I get you're trying to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
But... And they just gave me my money back. There was no... Nothing. And then I'm out...
I guess at least I did that.
And now I'm out to 63 down the street. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ticketmaster.
That's wrong.
With their partner, Spot Hero. Yeah. Whatever.
Stupid.
Yeah. Nationals Park?
Nationals Park. So my experience with Nationals Park, this was Monday night. I've been to Nationals Park one other time before. I don't remember much, but it was fine. It was for another concert.
It's a perfectly fine stadium. That is actually the official review of Nationals Park.
Yeah.
It's perfectly fine.
Very underprepared for concerts. So we went Monday night to see Stray Kids. It's a K-pop group. It's one of my favorites. My first K-pop concert.
You went all the way to Japan, then came back and saw K-pop.
Yes, I did. Okay. And now, to preface, like, I got sick on the way back, so I knew I wasn't going to be feeling good for this concert, but I had paid all this money, and it's one of my favorite groups. I was going to go anyway. My mom told me it was going to be 100 degrees. I was like, all right, it's going to be hot, whatever. I was struggling. You know, I was struggling going up those steps.
It was hot. Miserable. It's hot.
I probably would have fallen out if it wasn't for Vince. Vince grew up in the Philippines. He's used to the heat. He was fanning me the entire time.
It's hot.
But of course, you know, that was just my experience because, you know, I was struggling. He had to get me some drink, whatever. That's just my personal experience. After I got out, like, I found out it wasn't just me being sick and already not feeling good. It was everyone else, too. So basically, like, me in my own bubble, I didn't know what was going on around me, right? I just knew I was overheating and I was already sick. So that was understandable. But they paused the show at one point. The leader of the group actually paused the show for 15, 20 minutes. And he was pointing out specific people, like, are you okay?
Well, if you're standing down in the pit. In 100 degrees. Yeah, they're going to be dropping like flies down there.
Yeah, they were dropping. Yeah.
Sure.
So we found out later the venue, apparently they said they had free water. No, it was like $6. And then as the night went on, they upped the price to $8 to $12. They kept upping it up. They ran out of water in certain sections. Yeah. They ran out of Powerade in certain sections. There were not enough misting fans. People were throwing up. People were passing out. There were emergency vehicles called. Apparently there were six people that ended up hospitalized. Like, me and my bubble, I had no idea. Like, all I knew was I didn't feel good already. Of course I wasn't going to feel good, but all of this was going on around us. It was just chaos.
It was too hot.
Group actually, Stray Kids brought out water themselves for the fans. That's how bad it was and how underprepared the staff was.
You put that many people in the pit, and the pit's hotter than 100 because
it was miserable.
Yeah.
It was absolutely miserable.
I get that.
And it was just, like I said, I mean, one person actually, I guess in all the chaos trying to get everyone out, she missed the metro, so she couldn't get back to her car or wherever she was going. She had to get a hotel around there. It was just terrible, terrible experience. And that's why I was like, I want to talk about this on air because Nationals, you need to be called out.
On notice.
It was really bad.
On notice. And while you're at it, fix your baseball team.
Yes.
Bummer.
Yeah, it was, I mean, good show. Stray Kids was amazing.
There you go.
But, like, other than that, like, it was miserable. They were just terrible.
Only Club World Cup score you're going to get here. Al Ain, 2-1 winners over Wydad of Morocco. Yeah. That's your Club World Cup update. Hour number two on tap. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. 10 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Whiling away the summer here. This is new in Richmond. You're married. Megan's here holding it down with me today. Stumble take over for AWOD Radio, noon to 3. You're married.
Mm-hmm.
I'm married.
Mm-hmm.
This is for our single friends. This is new.
Okay.
Pitch a friend. Have you heard of this?
Mm.
All right. This is coming to Richmond. It is an innovative event series that transforms traditional matchmaking. Everybody goes to a bar. If you're single, one of your friends gets up and gives a 3-minute PowerPoint presentation about how cool you are.
That's funny. Wait, I like that.
I like that.
That's a fun idea.
And people watch and can, like, all right, I'm into that.
You can, like, bid on it. There you go.
I'm in on that. All right. So you pitch your single friends.
Is there going to be any coverage on this? I kind of want to, like Love Island. I want to watch it.
I feel like, even if you're not participating, that would be a fun watch there.
Yeah, sure. I really want to watch that.
Yeah. And like, that's a lot of pressure on the presenter, too.
Yes.
That's a tough, like,
you got to know who you're picking to present.
The success of your night rides on your presenter, not on you. Now, I don't know. Maybe you're making the presentation for him, like, a little bit. Like, I'll do that. Because I taught at VCU for a minute, and like the students would be like, can you write me a letter of recommendation? And I don't know if I can say this on the air or not, but I'm always like, you write me a letter of recommendation, I'll sign it. Like, write it on my behalf. I'll sign it. For the ones I want to endorse.
Yeah.
There's some of them is like, oh, I'm very busy. But most of them,
yeah,
I liked. Like, all right, but you write the letter for me, like, and I'll sign it.
I think I would have, like, if I did something like that, like when I was like single and everything, I think I would do a mix of things. Like, I do have some pretty good friends. I have one in particular, Ashley, that used to work up here. She would be the perfect one.
She would obviously give a phenomenal presentation.
And I would probably go to her and be like, hey, can you mention XYZ? Just to make sure.
Yeah.
But like, she would do phenomenal at that.
Yeah. Got to put the PowerPoint together.
Yeah.
Got to rehearse, have the cards, everything.
Mm-hmm.
I like it as a concept.
Me too.
This is a thing the young people are doing, having PowerPoint nights.
Yeah.
Giving each other PowerPoints, like explaining their jobs or topics or whatever it is.
I'm kind of jealous of it because like I feel like I just barely missed the boat on that one because like I am like, so age-wise, I'm the youngest millennial. They almost threw me in there with the Gen Z.
Not yet. Not
but
quite.
But like right there at the bottom. And so I just barely missed, like, you know, I have friends that are a little bit younger than me, and for birthdays and stuff, they do PowerPoint presentations of, like, the friend's birthday.
It's what the kids are doing.
I want that. Like, why does no one do that for me?
You're the worst age, because the people older than you, me, we dated without apps, which everybody agrees is a better experience. No, nobody's loving.
I mean, I did meet my husband on the app, so.
Well, you have to. You have to.
Yeah.
I would guess upwards of 80% of all weddings happening right now started on an app.
I would have close to no dating experience if it weren't for the app.
The only
It's
the only place people are dating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're just other things. I love that we're trying other things now.
Yeah,
we've had the apps. People hate the apps. They work. You're proof they work, but nobody enjoys it.
Yeah, I'm thankful for the experiences I got from it, but I'm very glad to be off of it. It's miserable.
That's just so diplomatic of you.
Yes. It's absolutely miserable.
There we go. Now we're a little closer.
Yes.
We'll figure out where that is, and we'll hang out in the back.
Yeah.
You know,
let's cover it.
Watch the show. Yeah, exactly.
Cover for the show.
NBA draft in the books, headed towards summer league. The Tyrese Halliburton thing where the Achilles popped on game 7, we're all watching, is very much fresh in everybody's mind. Adam Silver is the commissioner of the NBA, was asked about the rise of torn Achilles injuries and what the league is going to do about it. Here's what he said.
We are looking at it, and in fact, we had already convened a panel of experts before Tyrese's most recent Achilles rupture. So we had 7 this year. We had 0 last year under the exact same circumstances. And the most we've ever had in a season is 4. NFL has had a rash of Achilles issues as well. So the purpose of convening those experts is to try to figure out what's going on. You know, it's interesting, when we look back at the last 10 years, the majority of the Achilles injuries have happened before the All-Star break. So it's not clear it's the number of games. And as you know, modern NBA players, even when they're not playing games, sometimes in the summer, they're working harder than they are during the season when they're playing 3 games a week. They're often playing every day.
It's a lot of things, but I'm glad the NBA is taking it on because I don't trust the NFL to take on injuries, as we've learned during all this concussion stuff along the way. I don't trust them to really in the Thursday night football thing, right? Where they, no, people don't get hurt during Thursday night football. Like, okay, maybe not in the moment, but I just don't think we're studying this honestly here. With the Achilles, the NFL's been on it for a while, but I don't know how much I trust them to be on it. And that's not conspiracy corner. It's just the concussion thing didn't reflect well on their ability to take medical issues seriously. There's also, do you remember when the Redskins had the big run of injuries for a long time? Bruce Allen commissioned a study. He got like a bunch of doctors together, commissioned a study to ask, is our team doing something wrong in the training process, or are we just really unlucky? And the study came back and it said, you're just really unlucky. And I always thought, like, did we want the study to say that, or did we let the study go find conclusions? I don't know, because they never let me see the study. But he's like, we got the study, and we're just really unlucky. And so, anyway, renew your season tickets now. Like, okay. I trust the NBA a little more to actually take this issue on. Maybe that's misplaced trust, but I think Adam Silver's the definitive best commissioner of any of the major sports. And I'm lumping in hockey, soccer, you name it. It's not Don Carver. It's not Gary Bettman. I think
Adam Silver is just head and shoulders above the rest of the commissioner pack. So I'm hopeful we learn some things here. Now, I got my theories, which I hesitate to even throw into the pile because they're not informed and I'm not a doctor. Is it specialization? Is it overuse? Is it bulking up too much? I think there's any number of things it could be, but it's a thing, and I'm hopeful we get answers on it because injuries stink, and we want the best players out there playing in the biggest games. And really, when it happens on a big stage, we think about it even more. You know, it happened in that game 7, so we think about it even more than we would otherwise. But beyond that, it's just good for guys to not get hurt and to use whatever tools are at our disposal to keep that from happening. So kudos to the NBA. Reminder, NBA draft in the books now. Max Scholga going to the Boston Celtics, Jameer Watkins to the Wiz. A couple of guys with VCU ties getting selected. And yeah, we'll be watching these Rams. I think this year's Rams have a chance to produce some NBA talent down the line, which is not the everything. It's not the end game. It's not everything that you shoot for, but it's something. It says you're doing something right. You get two guys in the NBA in a draft, and we all know the late round NBA draft picks. Those are not guaranteed roster spots. Those are guys that are going to probably spend more time in the G League than with the pro team, but they're in the door. So you're saying there's a chance. They got a chance. I want to get to college football as we continue our show, what we're going to talk about when we return in 3 weeks from our hiatus. Conference expansion back underway as well. And yes, the NFL conspiracy theory. Everybody is still... Actually, we got time before the break. Knock that out. Let's play clip number 3 because I can knock this out quickly. I'm still mad about it is the bottom line here. Here's Pablo Torre had this document that the NFL didn't want us to see, and Mike Florio has been making a big deal out of it. But ever since then, and I broke down 2 days ago for you why this isn't a big deal, because the NFL doesn't want you to see this, but also the NFL Players Association, the group that antagonizes the NFL, they also don't want you to see this. And the reason is, it's just them gossiping by text message about each other. It's just the owners gossiping about the players and the players gossiping about the earth. There's no advancing of anything. Their whole thing is this proves that the league colludes to keep salaries down and guaranteed contracts out. And the arbitrator's ruling in the case that they obtained was no, that didn't happen, which makes it pretty definitively not proof that it happened, in my opinion. And this is a bombshell legal thing. We'll read the ruling at the end of it. Pablo Torre's not done shaming us for not finding this to be the biggest thing in the history of journalism.
I would say that as the NFL is monitoring my media appearances, which they are, I just like that they had to listen to that as well.
Which they are.
Dan, I just need to stress that this is a document that neither the league nor the owners nor the union wanted out. Like, they fought extremely hard. Florio, the sell on this is that Mike Florio is as plugged into this as anybody. He's as fluent and obsessive about this stuff as anybody. NFL palace intrigue and the law. And he couldn't get it.
Yeah, it's entertaining. That's Pablo Torre on the Dan Le Batard Show. I like Pablo Torre a lot. But in this particular case, both sides don't want it out. If this was truly a landmark bombshell ruling, one of the two sides would not want it out. The other side would be leaking it to anybody who listened. The reason they both don't want it out is because it's just a bunch of people gossiping about each other. And by the way, whether you have guaranteed contracts or not, the amount of money the NFL players make each season is set by the salary cap, which that teams have to spend to. This isn't baseball. You can't cheap out. There's a salary floor too. And it's 48% of revenues. Now, how they divide that up is up for debate. The players would like guaranteed contracts. The owners don't want to give guaranteed contracts so they can move on. But when they move on, they don't pocket the money. They don't profit. They just give the money to somebody else who's also a football player. It's a big nothing burger. We won't be talking about that in July. We're putting that to bed right now. We're not talking about it again. College football on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
We're back, MP, on the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app, Apple Store, and Google Play. Grab that today. Grab the podcast. Catch up on everything you missed in the past year while we take summer break back on July 24th. Look forward to chatting with you then, talking today about what we'll be talking about then. And, of course, we'll be talking about the Commander's Stadium deal at RFK because we've been talking about that, to my knowledge, since 2014. That's the earliest reference I can find to the team starting to edge it. They got the training camp deal done with Richmond and came down here in 2013. And it looked like at that point, that was when they started to set their sights on where are we going to put the new stadium? How much tax money can we get? Which led to, of course, the infamous moat drawings, which of course led to the stadium in Woodbridge, which of course led to the stadium at the mine in Ashburn, which of course led to FedEx 2.0, which of course led to RFK 2.0, which is where we're at right now. So the city, is the mayor and the city council in D.C. The mayor made a deal with the Commanders to bring the Commanders back to RFK to redevelop the site. She sent it to city council and said, we have to agree to this by July 15th. And because of that, we're going to put it in this year's city budget because it's too important to sit on. To which city council said, nah, we're going to take it out of the budget. My fan colleagues, the Junkies in the Morning, Grant Danny in the Afternoons, are both mad at city council for not moving quickly enough on this. I think it's misplaced. First, let's hear. This is Eric Flack. He is a TV reporter up in D.C. who has done great reporting on this issue from day one. Here is his chat with an unnamed D.C. council member about what's going on here.
Told me, look, the idea of this July 15th or mid-July deadline to approve the deal is ludicrous. That was the word they used, ludicrous. And they're knee-deep in the budget right now, and they are, that's a big deal at a time of budget deficits for DC Council and everything that's going on with the federal government. They are focused on the budget, and the stadium is just not something that they can focus on, according to this council member. And so will it likely get stripped from the budget? Probably. And then the council will have to focus on the stadium issue specifically. And this council member said, look, I want to help the Commanders out. I want them to be ready on time. Remember, the Commanders have said if the deal is not approved by August, this is really going to threaten their timeline to be ready for the 2030 season, to bid on things like the Women's World Cup. They said they could miss out on huge economic opportunities for them and for Washington, D.C. But this council member said, look, I was elected to do a job, and that job is to scrutinize huge transformative deals like this stadium project. That's what my constituents want me to do, and I can't be rushed. I can't focus on this right now. And I think other council members feel the same way.
Okay, nobody looks good here. So let's break down everybody who doesn't look good here. One, the mayor. We've talked about Muriel Bowser at length before. I have no problem with her. She, I think, made as good a deal as she could make. But this whole, you have to vote on it now, you have to do it now, is not true. The land's still going to be there. The team still wants to be there. It was a bluff. It was a bad bluff, and council called it. Council doesn't look good here. Hey, look, we're dealing with a big, expensive budget here. We can't possibly think about this stadium as well. You can do two things at once. You can multitask. Hey, we were elected to handle this business, and you need to give us the time to handle the business. We elected you to be good at handling your business. Handle it quicker. All right, that's not an unreasonable take here to say you can do two things at once. You can separate it out of the budget. You can keep discussing it as well, and they will keep discussing it while we're gone. Well past the deadline, of course. They've set hearings for next month on it. You can move into an accelerated mode and still take the amount of time you need to take on it. The team doesn't look great here either. I'm going to say it. The team doesn't look great here either. Because the Commanders put out this statement. Any delay jeopardizes our timetable of 2030, which is 5 years away, which is a lot. It takes about 3 years to build a stadium. They baked this in and they know it. Number two is, if you don't approve it, we may not get the Women's World Cup. Okay, that's fine. Don't use the Women's World Cup. Like, don't hide behind you hate women's sports. That'll be three soccer games that are played here in 6 years. Get out of town with that. No, that's not it. And probably one involving the U.S. team, which is the only team I think that would sell out the stadium. I don't think you could sell out a stadium for a Women's World Cup game involving two random teams. I just don't think people are traveling far and wide from other countries for that. I could be wrong. We could be living in a different world by 2031. That, to me, was like this Henrico Arena. Like, we got to build it now so we can get the NCAA tournament in 2030. All right, they'll have more opportunities for big games and big events. Don't I would do like, if you don't vote for this, you hate women's sports. This isn't about that at all. This is about the future of the Washington Commanders, the future of the site, which will have a lot of development on it, and whether there are better things to do with it. And there's no better thing you can do with it from a development perspective. And I read the thing in the Washington Post. It was like, why don't you just turn it into a neighborhood and houses? Like, okay, somebody still profits from that, and it's not the city, right? It's the home builders. Somebody still profits if you just turn it into housing. The other one, which I think is the better argument, is turn it into a park. Turn it into a park, and let's just have a park in the middle of the city. That's cool. That costs money, right? There's no making money on a big park. That costs money. But that's a valid argument. If you don't want the stadium, you say, I want to have a big park there. Okay, big parks are cool. But I think most people understand this is the best deal. It's everybody trying to get their way a little bit quicker that's creating the annoyance here. So yeah, we'll still be talking about when we get back, because we'll be heading into the hearings council is having on whether this is a good deal or not. I don't know if this is just them exerting their power. I don't think we're in any danger of this thing getting derailed. But nobody's making me happy here. So there's that. I want to make sure we talk college football before we get out of here today. We'll crosstalk with AWOD. We'll do it all on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.